If you've spent any amount of time in alternative conspiracy circles, you've probably heard of Benjamin Krim's Maitreya. I've mentioned him a few times in my videos as well. I would like to take a second look at this figure. Here's a brief outline. Benjamin Krim, an Englishman, claims to be in contact with an entity called Maitreya, who he claims talks to him primarily telepathically. Sometimes he refers to it as being overshadowed by Maitreya. Krim claims that Maitreya is the Theosophical Society's world teacher, which that organization has been talking about and waiting for a long time. And that, like the world teacher, he is supposed to be the same entity as Jesus and Buddha and Krishna and others, which he calls the Christ Principle. Krim claims that Maitreya has now prepared himself a body and lives in London, and will be starting his public ministry very soon, which consists of, quote, showing us the way out of our current difficulties and bringing the new teachings which will guide humanity towards its next evolutionary step, end quote. In fact, in a recent post on Benjamin Krim's Share International website, it says that Maitreya has just begun his public ministry by appearing on American television, although Krim refuses to tell anyone what name he is doing these interviews under or where people can watch them. Krim has been using the same tactic for 35 years, which is to take out big advertisements in major newspapers and make bold claims, like a few decades ago when he took out full-page ads in major newspapers claiming, quote, "The Christ is now here." In the past, he's even made claims like the one he just made recently. Like in 1982, Krim claimed that Maitreya would announce his existence on worldwide television broadcasts, and that he would do that on Monday, the 21st of June, 1982. And again, he has done the same thing when he recently put out, this time television and radio ads all over the world, claiming that a star sign in the east would herald Maitreya's public ministry very soon. So the pattern has been the same. The more outlandish the claim, the more publicity. And then, when it doesn't happen, Krim just comes up with a lame excuse of why it didn't. Here's an example of this from a recent publication of his magazine, Share International. But first, a little background. One of Krim's early publicity stunts was in regard to the date July 31st, 1985, when Maitreya did not appear to the reporters who had gathered. Krim said that cosmic evil forces prevented him. In a recent article written by Krim in a question and answer format, where Krim writes a question for himself to answer like Blavatsky used to do, he mentions the 1985 incident when referring to these recent events. It says, question: I remember when the journalists were waiting for Maitreya in London with Patricia Pitchin, the 31st of July, 1985, when apparently the hierarchy decided to move forward and was attacked by evil forces, specifically those from outer space, those called cosmic evil forces. So hierarchy had to shield the Earth, and some moves in the reappearance had to be postponed. Now that Maitreya has moved forward, does that imply that our planet is more shielded against intrusions from cosmic evil forces as a consequence of permission given from divine levels of our planet and beyond to permit hierarchy to work without being interrupted? Answer: no. Maitreya took advantage of an opening of a window of opportunity at a given time. Krim has appeared on many radio shows and other interviews over the years telling people about Maitreya. Krim basically claims any miracle or weird occurrence that happens in the world is because of Maitreya. For instance, on his website, Krim claims that the ending of the Cold War and the fall of the Berlin Wall were just a few of Maitreya's peace miracles. It seems that many people are concerned about Maitreya's being the Antichrist. Even people that are not Christians seem to know that if this Maitreya was anything more than a figment of Krim's imagination, he would obviously be the Antichrist. When they hear a description of Benjamin Krim's Maitreya, they say, "Oh, you mean like the Antichrist?" A case in point is George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM, a man who very much disagrees with biblical Christianity, when he says, upon hearing Krim describe Maitreya, that it sounded an awful lot like the Antichrist to him. He also said he got a weird vibe from Krim. The point I'm trying to make is that the Bible says that almost everyone, and especially non-Christians, will not at all suspect this Antichrist to be the Antichrist. They're going to think he's the real deal. But with Maitreya, absolutely everyone suspects him to be the Antichrist, even before anyone's ever heard from him. There are many other things about Maitreya that I will mention in a moment that don't add up to me at all. Frank Lordy, who I do the Frank and Chris show with on Wednesday nights, and I have been theorizing about this for quite some time, and it seems to us that this has all the hallmarks of a deception of some sort. And I'll talk about the specifics in a second, but first, let's look at some possible reasons why this deception would be done. Number one, at the very least, it is nothing more than someone like Jordan Maxwell or Michael Tsarian, who have a certain skill in speaking and basically spread the message of Luciferianism to people that have recently shattered their paradigms and are therefore very vulnerable to new programming. In telling people about Maitreya, Krim always makes sure to slip in the key component to the externalization of the mysteries, in my opinion, which is that Jesus was just the Christ consciousness, and it will be the same consciousness that was in Buddha or Krishna that will be coming back in the future. Now, whether you believe in Maitreya or not, this is the message that will prepare the road for the real Antichrist. And it doesn't matter if Krim is proven to be a fraud or not, as long as he keeps getting that message to audiences all over the world. Number two, it could also be another form of misdirection or sleight of hand. If people focus all their energy on thinking that the entity that Benjamin Krim has been promising to show up for 35 years is the Antichrist, then they're not likely to keep looking. They would also look pretty silly when, once again, Krim is proved to be a fraud. I should say on that note that Krim has constructed this in such a way where he basically can claim anything is a result of Maitreya, like I mentioned, the fall of the Berlin Wall, etc. But, in addition, he is equally ambiguous when it comes to who Maitreya is. For example, he claims that Maitreya will not use the name Maitreya, and he will not claim to be Maitreya. So unless the person specifically denies being Maitreya, Krim gets to act ambiguous and not say yes and not say no as he has been doing for so long. But I do think that Krim, in his late years, has painted himself in a type of corner with this latest stunt. So let's take a look at it. Krim, following his usual pattern, put out a bold press release and a corresponding ad campaign, this time on major television and radio networks around December 12, 2009, claiming that Maitreya would show himself very soon and that he told everyone to look for a star sign shining brightly in the east. He also worked in the main theme in the 30-second ad, which was that Jesus was the same as Buddha and Krishna, again, a very key psyop. Then, he put out a recent press release saying that Maitreya's public appearance had actually begun. Krim said that Maitreya had appeared on American television, although he refused to say where people could watch it. Oh, and of course he said that Maitreya was not using the name Maitreya. Now this of course led people to looking all around the internet and checking their TV guides to see who had given the first interview on American television on a major network at that specific time. This led people to Raj Patel, who certainly looks the part, and other than a slight stutter problem, has a very convincing speaking demeanor as well. The kicker was that Raj Patel is talking about the very thing that Krim said Maitreya would, which was the waste of food resources and how to distribute them to those in need. Mr. Patel has a book that he is promoting about this very thing. My personal opinion is that Krim did want people to think it was Raj Patel, even if just for a little bit, to keep Interest and Share International going. After all, he could always not confirm or not deny it, as he had always done, unless Raj specifically denied it. But I don't think Krim knew it was going to be as big as it was, and that it would eventually require a public denouncement of Krim and Maitreya from Raj Patel. The reason that I say that Krim wanted people to think this is because of Krim's reaction through all of it. When it was suggested that Raj Patel was the Maitreya, at first Krim did his usual thing, just keeping the hype going and being ambiguous. Eventually, Patel outright said that he basically thought Krim was a wacko, and now, in a recent audio interview, Krim did, with obviously a great reluctance, say it wasn't Patel, and he also seemed genuinely surprised that it had become so popular. In more recent developments, Krim claims that Maitreya has now appeared 11 times on American television. Krim claims that Maitreya is about to do shows in other countries, including Japan, Europe, South America, Russia, and China. And when he does, Krim says he's going to speak the languages of whatever country he is in. In a recent publication, Krim does his usual type of thing, gives little clues as to where you can find these interviews without actually telling you anything of value. Some of the clues are, number one, that they are high-powered television interviews from major TV programs that via the internet Maitreya can be heard and seen by millions at the same time. Number two, he says that all the interviews are on the same channel so far. And number three, that they are all about 30 minutes long. So, the wild goose chase begins. But this time he digs his hole deeper. After all, I'm not sure how many American television talk shows Krim thinks that there are, but pulling out a TV guide and seeing which major show has interviewed the same man 11 times at 30 minutes a pop about food shortages and spiritual truth is not a hard thing to do. I can't figure out why, if Maitreya's message is so important to the world, why Krem just doesn't provide a link so we can all be enlightened and get this utopia going. The answer is obvious. So, let's look at some of Maitreya's so-called miracles. For example, the star sign. Krem claims that almost everything in the sky is the star sign. He has a plethora of totally ridiculous pictures on his website, all of which Krem claims to be alien spacecraft, which is what he says the star sign actually is. Some of them are Venus, and some of them are close-ups of stars. Some of them are just colored blurs. And all that any of them prove is that Krem will put up any picture of anything that people send him on his website and claim that it's Maitreya. But he also claims that Maitreya told him the Norway spiral was Maitreya's handiwork too. This one is particularly funny if you have spent some time looking into the Norway spiral, because it's clearly some type of land-to-air projectile that spun out of control in an interesting but not unique way, as evidenced by viewing the spiral from almost any other angle. I will also put a link in the description section that has some really good info on this. There are other miracles that I encourage you to check out on his website, including a crying Madonna statue, a hand smudge on a mirror, and a reflection on a building. I would have you notice something else about them too. Out of all of these dozens of so-called miracles, none of them offer any evidence that Maitreya exists outside of Krem's head. All of them except for one. That is the claim that Maitreya showed up, quote, out of nowhere, in a prayer meeting of a woman named Mary Akatsa in the middle of a crowd of hungry people in Nairobi and spoke with them, and people were said to have worshipped him there. I want to make it clear that this is the only evidence in the last 35 years that Maitreya exists outside of Krem's head. And if this can be proven to be wrong, there's absolutely no reason to believe Krem about anything else. Here are a few interesting details about this event. First, the reason this event is given credibility at all is because of the testimony of one man named Job Mutungi, who was the editor of the Swahili version of the Kenyan Times. And his article also published pictures of this event, which they make sure to point out that photographers were always at this woman's meetings. Now, according to this article that I found in a newspaper called the Washington Afro-American, which was published just after the events in Nairobi on June 28, 1988, it says that the Kenyan Times, when it published the front page story about Jesus coming to Nairobi, was in the process of conducting a, quote, big circulation drive under the tutelage of British tabloid experts. Now, this is very interesting also because it seems to confirm Fritz Springmeier, who had written the following in a timeline he wrote before his imprisonment about Maitreya. An entry says, 1986, top executives of British media agree to stage the Maitreya's, quote, day of declaration, but high authorities in the British government veto it. Now, according to this timeline, this was 2 years before the Nairobi event. Also, the woman who was conducting this meeting was well known in the area for her crazy teachings. In one interview, she explains her method of healing through an interpreter. The question is asked, do you go into a trance when you are healing? Do you feel the Christ's energies flowing through you? Are you aware of what is going on when you are healing, or does Christ take over your body? The interpreter says, Mommy changes when the power goes through her. She's absolutely in a trance. She doesn't recognize individuals. A screen covers her eyes and messages appear on people's chests. Another note is that the Afro Times reported that another evangelist was competing with her across town that week, who was drawing much bigger crowds than her. I would also add to that that later on it would be claimed that the other evangelist said that Jesus would show up in Nairobi as well. This detail seems to be added later, and no one ever remembers hearing him say this, as far as I can verify. Another thing is that this figure, who appeared as a Muslim Jesus, was said to, quote, appear out of nowhere. But yet, he left in a car after asking a man for a ride to a bus stop. And then later, the man who gave him the ride to the bus stop came back to the meeting to tell the crowd that he vanished into thin air at the bus stop. So, we have to take this driver's word that there was a miracle after he left. Doesn't that seem a little fishy? The bottom line is that if this is the only evidence we have, then it's terrible evidence, primarily because of how easy it would be to fake, as well as the British tabloids being hired by the Kenyan Times to increase newspaper sales. I would also submit that if it was true, you would also have the connection to Krem to Nairobi through the British tabloid people who would have no doubt been aware of Krem's Christ-related publicity stunts back home in Britain. I don't deny that Benjamin Krim is talking to a spiritual entity who is telling him to say all this stuff. The Enlightenment or spiritual evolution message is pretty much consistent with the rest of the spirits who totally lie about their identities to the people that they are talking to, just like I have demonstrated in videos like How 2012 Enlightenment Will Lead to Genocide and the 2012 Deception Presentation, where I also demonstrate a possible use for this deception in a United False Utopia. You should also remember that these spirits think absolutely nothing of hanging the person out to dry when they have done their task of evangelizing the core idea. Do you remember the 15 minutes of fame of Blossom Goodchild and her alien friends that she was channeling, which told her to tell the world that they were going to show up on a particular day? They often tell falsehoods about science and technology that sound true. Just see my movie Greg Braden Debunked. Interestingly, Greg Braden's publishing company is called Sounds True Publishing. There is also the claim that Share International is connected to the United Nations. Now, what I've done in the past is quote the same line that people often do when talking about this subject, which is that Share International Foundation is accredited as an official non-governmental organization, or NGO, by the United Nations. But the question is, does anyone know what an NGO is? You can go to the non-governmental organization website of the United Nations and look through the directory of NGOs, and Share International is not listed among them. So it really doesn't matter at this point, but even if they once were listed as an NGO, I would submit that after reading through the requirements to be listed, that there is really no special requirement as long as you are a non-profit in good standing. And what you get as a member is pretty lame too. It's like reserved 50 seats on the upper deck of the general council meetings as long as nothing special is going on. But I guess you could ask Kids with a Cause or Girl Scouts of the Philippines, as that they are also NGOs. You can go to the UN's NGO website and look through the requirements and look through the benefits of being an NGO and see if you think that it means that there is some nefarious connection between these NGOs and the inner workings of the United Nations. But, as I said, it doesn't really matter, as Share International is not listed among the 1,550 or so NGOs. So, in conclusion, Benjamin Krim has spent 35 years doing the same thing, telling people that Maitreya has just shown up, and then trying to explain why he can't tell you where he is. All the while, he is getting paid to travel the world on the hype and preach a specific type of Luciferianism. There is no reason to expect Maitreya to show up just because Krim's claims get bolder, especially after him being proven wrong so many times before. I need to first say this and pay close attention to this because I think this is where many of us, including myself, have been confused in the past. Benjamin Krim was a big-time fan of the Theosophical Society's writings about the World Teacher. His own writings are obviously heavily borrowing from Alice Bailey and Helena Blavatsky. Krim was just an unknown guy who, after reading their writings, claimed that their world teacher was talking to him, and he was about to show up on blah, 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 blah. 35 years pass. Well, the Theosophical Society apparently does not claim Krim at all. Maybe it's because he has not come through so many times, I don't know, but I know that Krim is not a member of the society either. The point I'm trying to make is this. Yes, the world teacher that was prophesized by Alice Bailey and Helena Blavatsky sounds like the Antichrist, and if the Theosophical Society says that their world teacher has returned, you should watch your back. But, in my opinion, the only reason that Krim's Maitreya sounds like the world teacher is because Krim read so much Alice Bailey that he knows the basic idea of the world teacher and how to mimic what that sounds like, or that he has read so much Alice Bailey that the demons that he was letting into his body started acting like the world teacher in order to get people to hear their Luciferian doctrine, as demons always play to the person's paradigm. Whatever you're into, they will seem to confirm it. Yes, a man will show up at some point and have these basic characteristics, and we should be vigilant and watching for him. But with a track record like Krim's, I think that it's time that genuine truth seekers stop saying how high when Krim's demons say jump. Yes, I understand I'm taking a risk that Krim could actually produce a YouTube clip of one of these interviews that he says Maitreya has apparently done. And if he does, I will reevaluate all of this. But I'm pretty sure that he doesn't have a hand to play. Thanks for your time.